This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Melissa Melton. A motorhome parked on a street exploded in downtown Nashville, Tennessee at dawn on Friday, moments after a recorded message emanating from the vehicle warned of a bomb. Police called the explosion an intentional act in the heart of America's country music capital. Three people were injured in the Christmas morning blast, though none critically. Authorities said it was uncertain whether anyone was inside the recreational vehicle when it exploded. But police reported hours later that investigators had found possible human remains nearby. Nashville Mayor John Cooper ordered a curfew imposed around the blast site through the holiday weekend as FBI investigators combed the scene. Though police say they were aware of no further threats, authorities offered no explanation as to the possible motive, and there was no claim of responsibility. The United Nations says three Burundian peacekeepers have been killed by unidentified armed combatants in the Central African Republic. The announcement came after a rebel coalition called off a ceasefire ahead of a tense general election due to take place on Sunday. Sunday's elections are deemed a key test of CAR's ability to recover stability. In the week before voting day, the incumbent president accused his predecessor of plotting a coup. A militia briefly seized the country's fourth biggest town, and Russia and Rwanda sent military personnel to help shore up the government. Central African Republic is mineral rich, but the UN rates it as the world's second poorest country on its Human Development Index. CAR has been chronically unstable since achieving independence 60 years ago. You can follow this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you